From Story Flow Daily, the day's top 10, May 27th. The Story Flow Daily Brief for May 27th. Here are the 10 most trending stories from the last day across the open web. First, from IEEE Spectrum. Meet NASA low outgassing standards with adhesives for aerospace and optical systems. Outgassing is the release of volatile substances from a cured adhesive over time, which can deposit on nearby surfaces and cause contamination. This can interfere with sensitive components, particularly in aerospace and optical systems. The industry standard for measuring outgassing is ASTM E595, developed by NASA, which exposes a cured sample to high vacuum and heat for 24 hours. To meet NASA low outgassing requirements, materials must exhibit less than 1% total mass loss and less than 0.1% collected volatile condensable materials. Optical assemblies, high vacuum scientific equipment, and aerospace electronics all demand low outgassing materials to prevent contamination and maintain performance. This is particularly important in space and satellite systems, where contamination could compromise performance. Low outgassing adhesives are essential in these applications, and achieving specified outgassing performance requires attention to storage, mixing, and curing. This includes using the correct mix ratio, following recommended cure schedules, and ensuring complete cure. If contamination appears or outgassing test results are higher than expected, an incomplete cure may be the cause. Certain adhesives have been developed to meet NASA low outgassing requirements, including two-part epoxy systems and UV-curable adhesives. These adhesives have been successfully deployed in demanding vacuum applications, including ultra-high vacuum environments. Dual-cure systems are also available, which initiate with UV light and complete curing with heat. These low-outgassing adhesives are crucial for maintaining the performance and reliability of sensitive systems, particularly in aerospace and optical applications. By using adhesives that meet NASA low-outgassing requirements, manufacturers can ensure that their products perform as intended and maintain their integrity over time. Overall, the use of low-outgassing adhesives is critical in applications where contamination could compromise performance, and manufacturers must carefully select and apply these adhesives to ensure optimal results. Second, from Kyiv Post. EU split over whether to even have Putin negotiator. European officials are divided over whether to appoint a special envoy to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The main concern is that direct negotiations could weaken sanctions pressure on Moscow. Countries close to Ukraine are particularly opposed to the idea, fearing it could force Kyiv into making concessions to Russia. These countries believe that appointing a special envoy could send the wrong signal and undermine the EU's current stance on Russia. They argue that sanctions have been effective in putting pressure on Moscow and that direct negotiations could compromise this progress. On the other hand, some EU members think that having a direct line of communication with Putin could help to find a peaceful resolution to the conflict. The EU has been united in its support for Ukraine and its condemnation of Russia's actions. However, the debate over whether to negotiate with Putin has exposed divisions within the bloc. Some member states are pushing for a more diplomatic approach, while others are adamant that sanctions should remain in place until Russia changes its behavior. The idea of appointing a special envoy to negotiate with Putin is not new, but it has gained momentum in recent weeks. EU officials are weighing the pros and cons of such a move, considering the potential benefits of direct dialogue against the risks of undermining sanctions and putting pressure on Ukraine. A decision on whether to appoint a special envoy is expected in the coming weeks. The outcome of this debate will have significant implications for the EU's relationship with Russia and its support for Ukraine. If the EU decides to appoint a special envoy, it could mark a shift in the bloc's approach to the conflict. On the other hand, if the EU decides against direct negotiations, it will likely maintain its current stance and continue to rely on sanctions to pressure Moscow. Third, from Africa News. Sheinbaum, Mexico has no problem hosting Iran team during World Cup. Mexico has offered to host Iran's national football team during the 2026 World Cup. This comes after the United States refused to allow the team to stay overnight on its territory. The decision was made in response to the team's need for a place to stay while traveling for its matches. President Claudia Sheinbaum stated that Mexico has no issue with accommodating the Iranian squad. The offer is significant given the current geopolitical climate and the fact that the United States has imposed restrictions on the team's movements. The 2026 World Cup is expected to be a major international event, with teams from around the world participating. Iran's national team will be one of the many squads competing in the tournament. Mexico's offer to host the team is a gesture of goodwill and a demonstration of the country's ability to accommodate international visitors. Mexico's decision to host the Iranian team may have implications for the country's relationships with other nations, particularly the United States. However, for now, the focus is on providing a welcoming environment for the team as they prepare to compete in the World Cup. The tournament is expected to bring together people from diverse backgrounds and cultures, and Mexico's offer is seen as a positive step in promoting international cooperation and understanding. Fourth, from BP&O, properly cultivated. Italian rice is often associated with the north of the country, but centuries ago, the plains around Paestum in Campania were also under cultivation. However, the conditions were not suitable due to the need for standing water, which led to the spread of malaria. As a result, rice farming in the area was largely abandoned by the 1800s. For nearly 200 years, the paddies were gone, but advances in drainage and irrigation, along with the eradication of malaria, have made rice viable again. Fields that were once written off are being planted once more, and a brand called Hira Ni Campi is part of this revival. The brand approaches rice as a story of return, referencing the Greek goddess Hera, who is associated with fertility and seasonal cycles. The brand's packaging reflects this approach, with Hera's eye appearing as a central mark, supported by restrained graphics that link the grain to its land and growers. Classical references are paired with a strong color palette, moving the product away from the typical neutral look of rice. This approach positions rice as something tied to land, memory, and cultivation, rather than just a pantry staple. The revival of rice farming in Paestum is not just about producing a commodity, but about reconnecting with the land and its history. The area is famous for its ancient temples, and now the rice fields are part of that landscape again, picking up a story that paused for nearly two centuries. The brand Hira Ni Campi is helping to tell this story and to promote a sense of connection to the land and its people. The return of rice farming to Paestum is a significant development, and one that reflects the changing conditions and attitudes in the area. With advances in technology and a renewed focus on the land and its history, it is possible for rice to be cultivated in a way that is sustainable and meaningful. The story of Hira Ni Campi is one example of this, and it highlights the potential for rice to be more than just a staple food, but a symbol of connection to the land and its people. Fifth, from QTR's Fringe Finance. For those who refuse to leave, investors feeling stuck between market enthusiasm and fear of missing out may have a middle ground option to consider, particularly for those invested in the S&P 500 index. This option could provide a way to balance the desire to participate in potential market gains with the need to manage risk. The current market environment is characterized by high levels of enthusiasm, which can be challenging for investors who are cautious or skeptical. At the same time, the fear of missing out on potential gains can be a powerful motivator, leading some investors to take on more risk than they are comfortable with. A middle ground approach could involve adjusting investment portfolios to balance risk and potential return. This might involve diversifying investments, reducing exposure to particularly volatile sectors, or allocating a portion of the portfolio to more conservative investments. By taking a more nuanced approach to investing, individuals can reduce their reliance on extreme market movements and focus on long-term goals. This can help to alleviate the stress and anxiety that can come with feeling trapped between competing market forces. Ultimately, a middle ground investment strategy can provide a sense of control and stability, even in uncertain market conditions. It allows investors to participate in the market while also managing risk and protecting their assets. This approach may be particularly appealing to those invested in the S&P 500 index, who are looking for a way to navigate the current market environment with confidence. Sixth, from the Guardian World. First thing, huge climate cost of emissions from U.S. immigration enforcement flights. The U.S. immigration enforcement flights have significantly increased, resulting in a substantial rise in carbon emissions. Data analysis shows that these flights have led to an 80% increase in emissions year over year. In 2025, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's air operations emitted an estimated 335,876 tons of carbon, which is an 88% increase from the previous year. The increase in emissions is largely due to the acceleration of deportation flights under the current administration. The first 4 months of 2026 indicate that the agency is on track to contribute even more to global heating this year. The large amount of carbon emissions from these flights is exacerbating the climate crisis. The significant increase in deportation flights is a result of the mass deportation campaign. This campaign has been criticized for its impact on the environment, in addition to its social and humanitarian implications. The data highlights the need to consider the environmental consequences of such policies and to explore alternative solutions that can reduce carbon emissions. The issue of climate change is a pressing concern, and the increase in emissions from deportation flights is a significant contributor to the problem. The data serves as a reminder of the importance of addressing climate change and finding ways to reduce carbon emissions in all areas, including government operations. The environmental impact of the deportation flights is likely to continue to be a topic of discussion and debate. As the world grapples with the challenges of climate change, it is essential to consider the consequences of policies and actions on the environment. The increase in emissions from deportation flights is a stark reminder of the need for sustainable and environmentally conscious solutions. Seventh, from the Hindu Tarp. Delhi court acquits SKS Ispat, former union minister, three others in coal scam. A Delhi court has acquitted a former union minister and three others in a coal scam case. The accused were associated with SKS Ispat, a company that was allocated a coal block. The Central Bureau of Investigation had alleged that the company and the accused individuals made false claims and provided misleading information to secure the coal block allocation. The CBI claimed that the company and the accused persons willfully concealed and deceived authorities by providing false figures and claims to show that they were prepared to utilize the coal block. However, the court has found the accused not guilty, acquitting them of the charges. The coal block allocation was a major controversy in India, with many companies and individuals accused of misrepresenting their capabilities to secure allocations. The CBI had investigated the matter and filed charges against several individuals and companies, including SKS Ispat and the former union minister. The acquittal is a significant development in the coal scam case, which has been ongoing for several years. The court's decision may have implications for other cases related to the coal block allocations. The accused individuals and the company had maintained their innocence throughout the proceedings, and the court's verdict has vindicated their position. The coal scam case has been a major issue in Indian politics, with opposition parties accusing the government of favoring certain companies and individuals in the allocation of coal blocks. The case has also led to calls for greater transparency and accountability in the allocation of natural resources. The acquittal of the accused individuals and the company may provide some relief to those involved, but it is unlikely to bring an end to the controversy surrounding the coal block allocations. 8th, from Deutsche Welle. Putin offers debt relief to new recruits for Ukraine war. Russia has introduced a new incentive for people to join its military efforts in Ukraine. A presidential decree has been issued that will cancel debts of up to 10 million rubles for new recruits. This move is seen as an attempt to boost recruitment numbers for the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. The debt relief is a significant offer, considering the average salary in Russia. It is likely to appeal to individuals who are struggling financially and are looking for a way to clear their debts. By offering this incentive, the Russian government hopes to attract more people to join its military. In addition to the debt relief, Russia has also introduced a new law that allows for the use of its armed forces to protect citizens abroad. This law could have significant implications for Russia's foreign policy and its involvement in international conflicts. It suggests that Russia is willing to take a more assertive approach to protecting its citizens, even if it means deploying its military abroad. The introduction of these measures comes at a time when Russia is facing challenges in its military campaign in Ukraine. The conflict has been ongoing for several months, and Russia has suffered significant losses. The new incentives and laws are likely an attempt to bolster Russia's military efforts and demonstrate its commitment to protecting its interests and citizens. The impact of these measures remains to be seen. It is unclear how many people will be attracted to the debt relief offer or how the new law will be implemented in practice. However, they do suggest that Russia is willing to take bold steps to achieve its objectives, both domestically and internationally. 9th, from Collider. 21st century sci-fi movies that are 10/10, no notes. Sci-fi movies have the ability to evoke emotions and make viewers think. The genre is complex and can be used to provide social commentary, explore dark themes, and terrify audiences. When done well, sci-fi can work on multiple levels, making it a unique and impactful genre. The complexity of sci-fi allows it to tackle a wide range of topics and themes, from social commentary to existential crises. This complexity also makes it a versatile genre, capable of evoking different emotions and reactions from viewers. Whether it's a thought-provoking commentary on society or a thrilling adventure through space, sci-fi has the ability to captivate and engage audiences. One of the key strengths of sci-fi is its ability to make viewers see the world in a different way. By exploring alternative realities, futuristic societies, and advanced technologies, sci-fi can challenge viewers' assumptions and broaden their perspectives. This can be a powerful tool for social commentary, allowing filmmakers to critique current issues and imagine potential futures. Overall, sci-fi is a genre that can have a profound impact on viewers. By combining complex themes, thought-provoking ideas, and engaging storytelling, sci-fi movies can leave a lasting impression on audiences. Whether it's a classic film or a modern release, sci-fi has the ability to inspire, educate, and entertain viewers, making it a unique and valuable genre. 10th, from Cointelegraph. Luffa secures strategic investment from GoFintech Quantum at US$120 million valuation, pioneering AI plus fintech frontier. Luffa AI has secured a strategic investment from GoFintech Quantum, valuing the company at US$220 million. This investment is expected to support Luffa AI's continued growth and innovation at the intersection of Web3 and artificial intelligence. Luffa AI is a leading innovator in this space, and the partnership with GoFintech Quantum is seen as a key milestone in the company's development. GoFintech Quantum is a Hong Kong-listed company, and its investment in Luffa AI reflects its own focus on fintech innovation. The investment is likely to accelerate Luffa AI's efforts to pioneer the AI and fintech frontier. By combining artificial intelligence with fintech, Luffer AI is seeking to create new opportunities and solutions for the financial sector. The company's work in Web3 is also expected to play a key role in shaping the future of the internet and the financial systems that underpin it. The partnership between Luffer AI and Go Fintech Quantum is seen as a significant development in the fintech sector. It highlights the growing importance of artificial intelligence and Web3 in shaping the future of finance. As Luffer AI continues to innovate and grow, it is likely to have a major impact on the development of the fintech industry. The $220 million US valuation of Luffer AI reflects the company's potential and the confidence that investors have in its ability to deliver on its vision. With the support of Go Fintech Quantum, Luffer AI is well placed to achieve its goals and make a significant contribution to the development of the fintech sector. That's the brief for today.